What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. We have another busy episode of Locked On Blue Jays. First of all, this episode, it's brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms there.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Of course, I want to thank all the listeners that make Locked On Blue Jays their first listen of the day. Of course, we have a very busy show today. We're going to continue our player reviews, and we are talking about center fielder George Springer. Yes, spring has sprung, maybe just for this episode only, as it is fall in Toronto, but We're certainly going to manifest that spring has sprung in this episode. We're going to talk about George Springer, the things that he did well, the things that need to improve, and a look ahead to the future with George Springer. And who else to come on the show to chat with me once again, MLB analyst Jen Smith. Jen, welcome to the pod once again.
Thank you. Happy to be here and looking forward to talking about what could have been with George Springer this past season.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's sort of a great place to start because, look, when the Blue Jays signed that contract, the largest and most lucrative contract in franchise history, Blue Jays fans were excited, and rightfully so. They were about to get a player who was a former World Series champion. Even though he was on the Houston Astros, he brought a lot of pedigree. He brought a lot of flair, and I think he was a big name. And it showed that this front office was willing to spend the money to lock up a key piece to add to the team going forward. But for me, Jen, frankly, when I look back at George Springer's 2021 season, it was frustrating. Like one word that comes to my mind, frustrating. How did you sort of see, big picture, what George Springer did in 2021?
So ever since the Blue Jays season ended, fans have been lamenting, you know, the one game, right, somewhere in the schedule that would have given the Blue Jays at least a game 163, right? So people have talked about games that the bullpen blew. They've talked about Charlie Montoyo. They've talked about, you know, why couldn't Marcus Semien make that throw? But Lucas, I ask you, what if George Springer had actually been healthy this season? Right?
Right.
Surely the, you know, $150 million man would have been worth one more win somewhere over the course of the season. And so, you know, frustrating is absolutely the most apt word, I think, to describe his first season with the Blue Jays, because fans did not really get to have that full Springer experience that they were expecting to have leading into the season, right? And it's not his fault. It's no one's fault. Injuries happen. But what a disappointing and frustrating way to, you know, join a team and start off your time with that team.
Well, and especially when, for me, he came in and it wasn't like he had, frankly, injury history. I mean, like, it wasn't like, right, that was not his MO. That was not part of the George Springer experience. That it happens here, and it is frustrating. And I think what made it even more frustrating for me is we saw what could have been, Jen, at the end of the season, when it really mattered, when the Blue Jays were the best team in baseball in September. We saw why the Blue Jays spent the money on George Springer. We saw what he could do. He hit the long ball. He was running the bases well. He was showcasing that great defense in the outfield. And it just was frustrating because it could have been so much more throughout the whole span of the season. And we only got that glimpse, that sliver, if you will, at the end. But the optimist in me says, look forward to next year, because I think that is certainly foreshadowing of the great things to come, hopefully.
Hopefully is right. And as you said off the top, you know, offering that contract to Springer and ultimately signing him was a clear signal, you know, from this front office and from ownership that that window of contention is wide open, right? You don't dole out the largest contract in franchise history if you're not going for it, right? And so hopefully that alone sort of puts to rest the notion that, you know, ownership is cheap or that the front office doesn't want to win or whatever else sort of gets said. Looking at George Springer's season, you know, you're right. It was towards the end that he seemed to get his legs under him, pardon the phrasing, you know, because he, the games that he did play in the first half, he had a terrible first half. He slashed 194, 310, 417. Mind you, that was only 20 games. And he finished the season slashing 264, 352, 555. So right around career average for him, his slugging was elevated. And so he did treat the fans and to some really spectacular home runs down that stretch. And so you're right. We did get to see that glimpse of what George Springer might possibly be if he had a healthy season. He did manage to put up a 2.4 F war, which, you know, again, given the fact that he only played 72 games and quite a few of those games, he was clearly not 100% either, right? I don't know to what extent injuries were bothering him during those games. You know, over the course of 162 games, that would translate to a 5.5 F4, right? So we're looking at a pretty decent season if he had been healthy and, you know, able to sort of get going right from the beginning. One thing that did strike me about this season was that his strike rate was up fairly significantly. I don't know if that was a result of the injury, an inability to get his timing at the plate because of the starts and the stops and trying to maybe, you know, nurse that injury. But yes, hopefully next year, you know, he can come into spring training and, you know, be healthy the remainder or, you know, most of the season and be that difference maker that he was brought on to be.
Well, I think two things also stood out for me from sort of an intangible standpoint beyond the stats. I think this is a guy that really cares.
Yes.
And we saw that in September when it really mattered, when he was struggling. I remember that one game where he really struggled and he finally turned it on. I think it was against Minnesota.
Yes, it was. It was a Saturday game.
Yeah.
And he swung and missed on three consecutive.
He called it the worst at bat of his career.
Yep. Three just terrible swings on these consecutive changeups and managed to make an adjustment. And in the next at bat hit a 2-run home run. Right. And like you said, it was as if that, you know, switch had just been flipped right then and there.
Yeah. And again, you know, it exemplifies just how much this man cares, how much, you know, he prides himself on his preparation. He talked a lot about that over the course of this season, even though there were large chunks where we didn't see him. We certainly heard from him at times, and he definitely talked about that. I think another thing, too, is you know, he's not the young guy like a Vlad Guerrero or a Bo Bichette or part of the young core, but he has fit into this clubhouse vibe very well. I mean, he did an interview towards the end of the season with Sportsnet's David Sain, where you know, he was asked about just, you know, about the clubhouse and smiling and dancing all the time. And George said this, and I quote, "I feel good. I love these guys. I love this team. It's been fun. I feel like a little kid again every day." So, I mean, when you hear someone say that, someone that's been in probably intense clubhouses and been in, you know, the real big pressure cooker moments in the postseason, in the World Series, and then to come to Toronto and fit right in and just increase that love and unity amongst the guys, I just think it's really cool, and I just think it's just going to grow even more as the seasons progress with the Blue Jays having Springer.
Well, you know, he impressed me right from the beginning, the way that he, and I think it was also with David Singh, had said that he sort of wanted to at first just sort of observe the clubhouse and get a feeling for the dynamics, understand the dynamics that already existed so that he could then fit into it, right? As opposed to walking in there, you know, with the big contract and, you know, his pedigree and here I am and I'm the leader of this space sort of thing. He realized that there was already a very good core in place that already had that dynamic and that he needed to integrate himself into it. And from what we could see, I mean, there he is, you know, dancing in the dugout and talking to his teammates, obviously very positive, very lively. One of the things though that I really noted was that while he was injured and unable to play, he was always on that bench, traveling with the team, talking to his teammates, looking at video. Like, he was fully engaged the entire time. And I thought that that really spoke well of not only just him as a player, but how he had, you know, so quickly become part of this team and invested in this team.
With MLB analyst Jen Smith here on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast, we are doing a player review of George Springer today. We'll be back after this message from Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors well, you are missing out. Coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry, just to name a few. And the thing about Built Bar flavors is that they're also really healthy too. I mean, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. You need to get Built Bar. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off at built.com. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. I'm Lucas Weiss, alongside MLB analyst Jen Smith. We're talking about George Springer on this edition of the podcast for the player review. We talked, Jen, of course, in the first segment about some of the things that we really liked about George Springer when he did play. But I'm going to be honest with you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Does what happened in 2021 with the injuries and the starting and stopping that plagued him throughout the entire season, does that concern you at all going forward? Because, again, we haven't really heard a lot. It's a lot of speculation. Yeah. What happened, the extent and severity of the injuries, but it is pretty concerning, though, for me, that someone like that at his age just could not get himself seeming to be healthy for a continuous period of time throughout the regular season.
I think that's something to be concerned about, definitely. Like you said, we don't know exactly what the injuries were, and we don't need to know. We don't know the extent to those injuries. How injured was he when he was playing? We saw him with the knee brace on. So clearly he was really, you know, out there feeling it. And he didn't play a full season. So there's sort of some catching up to do just in terms of getting into, you know, game shape, being able to play 162. I'm not saying he wasn't in game shape. I just mean in terms of, you know, the starting and the stopping, having to kind of build back up again. And, you know, I feel that once somebody suffers an injury, a significant injury, the risk of re-injury is always there, right? particularly for such a grinding long season such as baseball. And the fact that George Springer, you know, every year he's not getting any younger, right? So I think it is something to be at least mildly concerned about going into next year. I'm, you know, more than confident that he'll put in the offseason work needed to rehab that injury to its fullest and, you know, strengthen or whatever the case might be, whatever it is that he needs to do, and show up in spring training ready to go. But whether or not he can sustain, you know, 162-ish game schedule, that's something we'll have to cross our fingers and hope for, I think.
Well, for sure, because we spoke about his importance to this team. Of course, the contract illustrates that, but also who he is as a baseball player and his position in the lineup being the leadoff batter. You need him to be someone to get that offense going right off the hop. I think you're right with the point about not wanting to re-injure. And I think to the Blue Jays' credit, they sort of did not want to take any risks whatsoever. Yeah. And I would argue probably they were even more cautious. And honestly, why not? This is your franchise guy. You don't want to do anything that further risks him having longer-term issues. So even though Blue Jays fans, I remember throughout the season on Twitter, it sort of became like a joke or a meme.
Right.
About like, oh, you know.
Where's George?
Here's the Springer update. Not much today. Or, oh, Springer's, you know, hobbling around. Uh-oh, you know, this doesn't look good. So hopefully you're right. You hope that the offseason training, what he does to get that knee fixed so you can come back in February in Dunedin and be the player that we all remember him to being so that he can play hopefully the full 162 and not have the issues that we saw in 2021.
Yeah, that's exactly the hope. And, you know, I like the point that you just brought up about the Jays being really cautious with him, right? Out of necessity to protect their assets. And, you know, they have him on a 6-year contract that was just year one. So you want to make sure moving forward, especially since we can assume that if this was sort of just the opening of the window of contention, it's going to remain open for several years to come. You want George Springer out there playing center field and leading off as many of the 162 games as you possibly can have every season.
You mentioned in the first segment, and I want you to elaborate even more, because the strike rate went up. And I also think, too, with George, something probably that needs to improve. And again, we don't know how much the injury had to be a part of it, but that start to the season was not great.
No, it wasn't.
There were streaks there where he wasn't hitting and people were calling on Twitter. I mean, and look, Twitter is not always the most rational place, let me tell you.
No.
But they were calling, some of them, for like him, you know, to, you know, be benched or whatever. I mean, maybe that's a little bit strong, but the way he was playing at certain moments of the season, it was concerning. And again, for a guy that's getting that kind of money, that to me is something he needs to improve on. Is just, look, every hitter is going to have hot and cold streaks, but minimizing those cold streaks is certainly going to be important for Springer.
So one of the things that stood out to me when I was taking a look at his numbers and comparing them to his career averages, in 2021, he swung at more pitches outside the zone than typical for him. Like it stood out. The number of, or the percentage of pitches that he swung outside the zone on, but he made less contact on those pitches in comparison to other seasons. So swinging more on pitches outside the zone, but then also making less contact. So I'm sure that is one of the main contributors to that elevated strikeout rate. So again, how much of that was just not having, you know, a ton of plate appearances this season? And, you know, I would assume that a player like Springer, you know, knows the strike zone and should be able to lay off those sorts of pitches. But that was something that really stood out to me. And if you look over at Baseball Savant, you know, that backs it up. He ranked poor in whiff percentage and also strikeout percentage. His K rate was up 6% over last year. That seems significant to me.
With MLB analyst Jen Smith on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast, we're talking about George Springer on this player review edition of the pod. We'll be back in just a moment, but first, let me talk to you about betonline.ag. We are back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Now head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Lucas Weiss, Jen Smith. We're talking about George Springer on this player review edition of the pod. The future of George Springer, I think, is pretty clear that he will be a Blue Jay for quite some time. And look, I think when we boil this all down, and sort of look ahead for George, the future is still bright, especially within, as you said earlier, the competitive window that they're in with these group of guys, the young core. And I would argue, Jen, what we're waiting to see, and I know I'm certainly in this camp, is not only George Springer play more games during the regular season, that's also important, but to see him in the postseason, because I think that's where the money's going to be earned. Because look, you know, controversy aside, cheating scandal aside with the Houston Astros, he was a performer in the postseason. He was a guy that was just a tough out when the lights were the brightest and when the games were the biggest. And hopefully that same George Springer will once again be, when he's with the Toronto Blue Jays, when they make the postseason, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, George Springer is a guy who has been there, done that, and excelled at it. And that's exactly what you need in this lineup if you are going to be a contender, right? And that is, you know, put together the entire package that is George Springer, the offensive history, the intangibles that we've talked about, and then toss in the postseason experience and success. And that's where the big bucks come in, right? And as you said, you're not offering that contract to George Springer unless you expect him to play a major role in not only getting to the postseason, but then also in your team's postseason success.
Now, the question that I have for you, Jen, is this, because Springer is 32. Mm-hmm. So he's starting it up there.
Yep.
Now, how long do you think before the decline begins? Because I think that's going to be very interesting, because hopefully we still have a few more good years of where Springer is playing at that high level offensively. But even if he does decline, the intangibles are still there. And that leadership, that veteran experience, that's just going to be valued for this team, especially in molding the guys like Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, because let's be honest, you know, Marcus Semien was also that guy. He might be on his way out. Springer's going to be that guy, probably, in my opinion, sort of be, I think, anyway, very much part of that intangible veteran presence, being, you know, sort of a mentor type guy in the dugout. Oh, and by the way, he's also going to perform every day and really be that guy. So it'll be very interesting to see. But I think even if the decline happens, which it definitely will during his time in Toronto, he's still going to be very important in the dugout.
Yeah, I would expect, you know, really good production out of him for another 3 years before we start to see the decline. That would be my hope. Again, the injury that he suffered this past season, notwithstanding, right, being unable to predict whether or not that becomes a reoccurring issue. So setting that aside and assuming that that's over and done with at this point, you know, he will definitely start to decline during this contract. And that's the risk that every, you know, front office takes when they offer a big contract, particularly to a guy who's already in his 30s, right? So they knew that going into this contract, that the back end might not look quite so good in comparison. Doesn't matter if he gets you to where you want to go.
Right, which is a World Series. Like that's
exactly,
that's the ultimate goal. And when you look back at that offseason where the Blue Jays have made the offer of Springer, like that's the sort of move you make when you're in this window of wanting to go all in, as Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins likes to say, and putting the pieces together. And let's be honest, I think when you have a guy like Springer on your team, and look, this is also the other guys too, is, you know, players are going to want to come play, and players would, even if via trade or free agency or whatnot, because they know what they're going to get in this team. And I think a large part of that is the pedigree that Springer brings. He again, like we've said, he's done it. He has the World Series ring at home, and that just matters so much as this young core of guys are beginning to experience and learn how to perform in September. And I think what we saw in 2021 was a great sliver of what's to come. We saw, you know, even though it was short, his best baseball was when it mattered most, which in this season, because the Blue Jays didn't advance to the playoffs, unfortunately, was September.
We always talk about how the Toronto Blue Jays have to overpay free agents to come to this market, right? To play north of the border. And that certainly seems to have been the case time and again. But as you just stated, right, you go out and you make that deal last offseason. That was a sit up and take notice moment for this franchise, in that the rest of the baseball world sat up and took notice that the Blue Jays doled out that contract and landed George Springer, right? That was a punctuation mark that they set. And, you know, the goal is a World Series. And between the young core that exists here and a free agent of the caliber of George Springer signing with this team, and whatever it is that they can end up putting together in 2022, 2023, whatever postseason runs they can make, you know, again, just elevates the status of this entire market. I mean, who wouldn't take a look at that lineup at that point and say, yeah, you know what, that Toronto might be on my list of destinations.
And all I know is I just want to see Springer dinners in the playoffs. I mean, we saw it in Houston in the World Series, but now in Toronto with the blue uniforms, I think that'll be pretty special, hopefully, when that happens.
I hope spring-a-ding-ding is my favorite phrase.
There you go. There you go. No, that's And I feel like we all have those phrases. I mean, I feel like we're just going to, you know, Sprint is Sprun, Sprint a Dean Dean, Sprint or Deaner. Basically, it boils down to this. Jen and I are very excited about George Springer. I think we're very bullish on the fact that Springer could come back, have a big 2022 season, and hopefully take this team to the playoffs and perform there. So I think a lot to be excited about. Certainly was disappointing that he didn't play a lot of the games in 2021, but the future is bright. Jen, thank you again for doing this. Where can people find you on Twitter?
Find me on Twitter at @baseball_Jen, and that's Jen with two N's.
That is MLB analyst Jen Smith. All right, everyone, thank you so much for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. Now, to make your second listen, make it Locked On MLB. Yes, Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully. He'll bring you his unique perspective on the major leagues, past and present. It's free and available on all platforms. Of course, next week on the pod, again, we're just going to continue on with these player reviews as we steamroll through the offseason. And before you know it, it'll be spring training once again. Pitchers and catchers reporting to Dunedin, which will be very exciting. It's still a long time away, but we can hope and for that. But Locked On Blue Jays, it is free and available on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Locked On Blue Jays. So for this episode, I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. That's MLB analyst Jen Smith. You've been listening to Locked On Blue Jays on the Locked On Podcast Network. Have a great weekend.